You know, as we move closer and closer to the postseason for the Toronto Blue Jays, we start looking at one of the things that separates the playoff teams from the not playoff teams. Mm-hmm. And it turns out for a lot of these guys to be conditioning. And it turns out, you know, you got players out for this injury, this nagging pain, that nagging pain. And it is with that in mind, for me at least, that our guest that we've got in the studio here with us this morning can shed wisdom on not only that for professional athletes, but, you know, just everyday aches and pains for the rest of us too. He is the CEO of Back Clinics of Canada, Dr. Ron Nussbaum. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, Dr.
Good morning,
Ron.
Guys.
Welcome back. Good to see
so
you again.
So nice to be back with a happy game.
Yeah. Now, Neil touched upon this briefly. He's always been a bit of a nagging pain for me
wow.
when I do the show.
Wow.
But let's talk in general here.
Okay.
Let's talk about back pain,
right.
Dr. Ron. How common is it, you know, and who gets it?
Back pain, unfortunately, is ridiculously common. Mm-hmm. As 4 to 5 adults are going to experience back pain at some point in their
four
life.
4 out of 5?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's the second most common reason why people actually visit their family doctor. And in terms of the cost, not just in terms of your back pain, mm-hmm. it costs over $100 billion a year annually, of course, to North Americans for all of the associated costs with back pain. So it's a huge, huge deal. It's epidemic.
Now, my strong assumption is that people feel some sort of back pain. Mm-hmm. Their immediate knee-jerk response, if you will, is to run to the chiropractor. It's not always a chiropractic thing, is it?
Well, often the earlier forms of back pain, most people can probably deal with some ice or some stretching. But and if things get worse, they often do go to the chiropractors, mm-hmm. and that's awesome. That's the right thing to do. But sometimes they're going to have more serious back problems where it can even be things like degenerating discs where the disc pads get thinner, ouch,
yeah.
or the discs start to bulge and press on the nerves. And these can be extremely serious matters
wow.
that can result in not only paralyzing kind of pain, but can lead to surgery too and really, really change people's lives in a bad way.
All right, let's talk about the advancements. It's been a while. I don't know a lot of the details. How far have we come?
Well, interestingly enough, we've come very, very far, and not enough people know about some of the newer advancements.
Mm-hmm.
There are, and as far as treating these kinds
sure.
of problems, like thinning discs and the bulging discs, they're the more serious ones. So the more interesting advancements are things like spinal decompression. There are stretching technologies
yeah.
that painlessly stretch the spine so that we can actually help heal the discs. But what I'm really excited to talk about is a newer laser called Class 4 laser, which is the most powerful therapeutic laser that exists today that's really making remarkable changes in healing these kinds of problems that have been so debilitating.
Okay, but we end up hearing about lasers for this and lasers for that and
right.
lasers for your eyes
right.
and lasers. What is it? How does a laser work on your back?
Yeah. Well, there's different, like you're just mentioning, there's different applications of lasers. I mean, lasers are in computers. There's in CD players.
Yeah.
They're
right.
used for surgery.
Yeah.
But the thing that is interesting about Class 4 lasers is it's not a surgical, it's not a burning laser. You aim the laser to the damaged discs of the spine, which are the source of so much of these pain. The discs absorb this light painlessly. Actually, it feels nice and warm.
Mm.
And then it actually starts healing the discs from the inside out. And that has changed the lives of so many people that I've witnessed firsthand.
This is Dr. McCoy medicine right
it
here.
It really is.
Well, it's a sign of the times. Now, if someone at home right now is listening and says, you know what, I've had this chronic problem.
Right.
How do they know if this laser can help them?
Well, it's a very important question because not everybody is going to be helped by it. So you have to have someone who's competent that understands what the problem is, whether or not the problem is treatable by this laser. And we in our office, we conduct a very thorough assessment to see whether or not these people might be able to be helped. But the great thing about this Class 4 laser is, like I said, it doesn't hurt,
mm-hmm.
but the treatment time per application is very short. It's about 8 minutes long. That's it.
Seriously.
And the people that we're seeing are usually treated successfully within 4 or 5 weeks.
Look
That's it.
That.
And these are people who could be suffering for 4 or 5 years, or even longer for that matter. So it makes a big difference in their lives.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, where do people get hold of you? Because I bet they need Dr. McCoy to take a look at the back.
<They have. laughs>
Well, they can go to our website, which is backclinicsofcanada.ca. Or if they want, they could even contact us for a free consultation There's no charge. We will examine them for free to find out whether or not they might be able to benefit from this care. And they can call us at 1-877-PAIN-FREE. That's 1-877-PAIN-FREE. Or again, they can go to backclinicsofcanada.ca. Great videos, a lot of information and content that can help them understand these things better.
You can't simply beam over to Dr. Ron's office yet,
no,
but he's working
to,
on it.
In about
he
10
is.
Years, maybe. We are.
He'll call us up in a couple of weeks and he'll go, hey, I have another advancement to talk about. Can I come back?
And we'll have him in studio. Dr. Ron Nussbaum, thank you so much. Back Clinics of Canada. And once again, find out more at www.backclinicsofcanada.ca, or you can call 1-877-PAIN-FREE.
Operators are standing by.
9:32, Happy Gang here with Toronto Traffic and Stefan.
Bye, guys.